Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to the Accomplish Radio Morning Show. I'm your host, Darlene Willman, the publisher of Accomplish Magazine, and very excited to have a special guest on our show today. Actually, today is Wednesday, January 19th, 2011. Amazing. We're already 19 days into the new year, and very excited about a lot of the things that are coming up, and wanted to remind everyone that the newest issue of Accomplish Magazine is available, and you can get your free subscription at accomplishmagazine.com. And if this is your first time joining us on the Accomplish Radio Morning Show, we're really glad you found us. In fact, we have actually had over 14,000 listeners tuning into our show every weekday morning. And if you'd like to listen to the show again or, you know, tell some friends about our show, you can actually listen to the replay and the rebroadcast. It will actually be available all day at accomplishmagazine.com. And it's also available as an MP3 download in the iTunes community. And so you can take it with you and listen and get some words of wisdom and inspiration as we discuss some of the things that we're going to talk about with today's guest on our show. Before I bring on our guest, I want to make sure that people know that we're on Facebook, and we are so excited about some of the members that are joining us and the discussions that we're having, and we hope that you'll look us up on Facebook. Simply just type in Accomplish Magazine and join in on some of the discussions and share all your great accomplishment stories with us. You know, we really want to feature those people. We want to hear about every accomplishment. It doesn't matter if it's big or small. You know, there are accomplishments happening every day. And so we want to know about those things. And if you've been listening to our show on a regular basis, and you know I always bring someone new to our show every day and share their great accomplishments with you so that they can give you inspiration and, you know, their keys to success and tips and secrets, all kinds of different things that you can learn. And, you know, today's guest is not only highly accomplished, but he's also known as the Millionaire Mentor. And his name is Greg S. Reed. He's a filmmaker and motivational speaker. He's the number one best-selling author, entrepreneur, and the CEO of several successful corporations. And he has dedicated his life to helping others achieve the ultimate fulfillment of finding and living a life of purpose. In addition to being published in over 35 books and featured nationally on syndicated programs across the country, he's also the creator and producer on the internationally acclaimed films Pass It On and 3 Feet from Gold. Well, his community involvement has earned him recognitions all the way from the White House. Wow, that's amazing. And when former President Bill Clinton commended him for shaping young minds through a local mentorship organization. He's currently Don Green, the CEO of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, has hand-selected Greg to expand on Hill's historic principles found in the 20th best-selling book of all time, Think and Grow Rich, one of my personal favorite books. Highly recommend it. And, you know, in his previous project, Think and Grow Rich, 3 Feet from Gold, Turn Your Obstacles into Opportunities, that he co-authored with Sharon Lecter, Greg has been gifted the opportunity to follow in Napoleon's famous footsteps by sitting down with leaders of today to discover how they persevered through challenging times. His brand new project, which was just released on January 4th of 2011, Napoleon Hill, The Road to Riches, 13 Keys to Success, features the original recordings of Napoleon Hill with comments from today's top thought leaders like Les Brown, Mark Victor Hansen, Brian Tracy, and many others. In addition, Greg is also a board member of ExecutiveBooks.com, and it's a printing and distribution company which has circulated over 50 million books worldwide and advises for various mentoring programs that teach youth to use their talents in order to improve their lives. Well, let me say welcome back to our show today. Greg Reed, are you with us?
Absolutely. Boy, that was a heck of a long and in-depth bio. Thank you.
You know, there's so much to share about you. You've just done everything out there. And, you know, I am just so amazed by everything that you go for. And so, first of all, congratulations. I mean, what incredible accomplishments to be recognized by the White House. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, it's so interesting. Getting that nickname you mentioned, the Millionaire Mentor. Well, you know, a lot of people think I mentor millionaires or work with big corporations, but I actually mentor inner city kids in my hometown of San Diego. And I'm pretty successful, so as I drive up in a brand new car, the kids would say, "Here comes the Millionaire Mentor." And it became kind of a badge of honor, so the recognition comes from actually working with the kids than anything in business.
I love it. You know, I have my daughter actually said that her friends, you know, when I go and pick her up at different places, I drive up and I have a black Mercedes, and you know, it's like at their tinted window, so everybody calls me like I own the town of St. Louis, and I just joke around thinking that it's so cute when they say that, and I'm like, you know what, I'm out there just helping people just like everybody else, and you know, there's something to be said about being able to support and help children, and so I really commend you for just being the mentor and being so, you know, so highly sought after by all these kids and, you know, everybody else in the world. I mean, everybody wants to learn from you, Greg. I've been watching you, and I've listened, and I've seen you up on stage, and, you know, you've just done so much stuff, and I'm so grateful that you're taking time out of your day to be with us on our show, and again, because you were on our show last summer, and in fact, I featured you in the most recent issue of Accomplish Magazine, so... Yeah, and so now we're going to be putting it back in.
I can't wait to see that. Well, and you're talking about this latest project, Napoleon Hill's Road to Riches. For people that might have listened in last summer, we released a book called Think and Grow Rich, 3 Feet from Gold with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And after its success, Don Green, the CEO of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, was very pleased and was cleaning out the back archives, and he stumbled across these 16-millimeter film canisters that haven't been developed. We took them and digitized it and found W. Clement Stone and Napoleon Hill back in before I was even born, and they were on video talking about these master principles for success. So we digitized it and made an audio program where I introduce Hill, he brings on Stone, they talk about these principles, and then Brian Tracy and Les Brown and Sharon Lecter and all today's people elaborate on it, and it sounds like we're in one giant mastermind group at one place at one time talking about the principles.
Oh my gosh, that's fabulous. I am so excited about what you've created. And, you know, I want our audience to get more of a background of who you are, Greg, and, you know, how you got to this point in your life. So would you take a few minutes and share that with us?
Well, you just read the bio. I don't know what else to say. I mean, been there, done that, life is good. God is nice. There you go.
There you go. Well, you know, I mean, we all started, you know, in some form or fashion, and that there's a driving force that has probably been, you know, a constant reminder for you. So, I mean, and I'd love to know, what is it that keeps you motivated to keep going out and achieving these things?
Well, it all goes down to one major principle that I was taught many years ago, obviously the power of perseverance. The most important aspects of any success I've had is association. It's that easy. You know, we are a reflection of the people we hang around the most, and our attitude, our income, and lifestyle is the average of that group. So if you change that association, your life will automatically change accordingly. So when I wanted to become an author, I sought out the top number one best-selling worldwide authors, and I asked them what they did. I went to lunch with them. I did whatever I had to do, and I followed their footsteps and have been published in 42 books. When I wanted to be a speaker, I sought out the best, not the people starving in the middle. I went right to Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, Dennis Whaley, Charlie Tremendous Jones, the best. And I did the same thing. And what happens is you glean from what they've already accomplished and then apply your own little spin to it, and voila, here we are.
Voila. That's amazing. And you've done just so many things that you just continue to grow and to expand. And hopefully before the end of our show today, you can share some of your other, you know, future things that you're working on and get a chance for people to know more about that. But, you know, your passion for helping others find their ultimate purpose and, you know, their life fulfillment is such a gift, you know. And do you have just a couple of things to share about where someone would start? And then I definitely want to go into more about, you know, the newest project with Napoleon Hill and The Road to Riches. But where would someone start if they're trying to get on their ultimate purpose?
Well, again, you know, it's so funny. These motivational guys kind of drive me nuts in a way, because what they do is, you've been to these seminars, what they do is they walk a cow out on stage. They tell you you need milk and all the benefits, but then you got to buy all their product to learn how to get that milk out. And I'm not a big fan of that. So I'd rather just tell everyone all the things I've learned and pass it on, so maybe you can apply it for yourself. So what I've realized is that the most successful people that are living a purpose-filled life have followed something called the success equation. Now, this cost me, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to learn, but it's really simple. The people that are the most successful, and that's not deemed by money, it's deemed by living a purpose-filled life, they follow something called the success equation, which is this. It's P plus T times A squared plus F equals success. And I know it sounds complicated, but it's really not. You watch these late-night infomercial guys, and they tell you, go find your passion, and the money will follow. Well, I believe that's a lie. People say, go find your passion. Your passion's enough. And I think that's a lie. That's my personal counsel. Because I watch a show that starts tonight. It's called American Idol. And a lot of these kids are filled with passion. Unfortunately, most of them stink. So the realities are, if you're passionate about something but you stink, will you be successful in it? Chances are not. But if you add the P plus the T, which stands for talent, if you're good at it, well, now things line up. If you're passionate about singing and you're good at it, well, now you got a shot. But if you don't do the first A, you will not make it. And that's simply the word action. Because if you're passionate about singing and you're talented, but you don't do anything with that gift, you will not make it. But if you're passionate, you're talented, you get off your backside and you take action, but you only sing in the shower or a dive bar, chances are you won't make it. So the second A is association. Now watch how it all lines up. If you're passionate about singing and you're good, you're talented, you get off your backside and take action and associate with someone who's already connected in the music industry that can open up the doors, and you have the F, the faith, that's your journey you're supposed to be on, well, now you got a pretty good shot at success. And it's the people that follow that success equation, no matter what they do in life, are the ones that are truly living that purpose-filled existence.
I love that. That is just... You know, it is simple, but yet it's really the key ingredients, you know, just broken down into such an easy-to-follow format. And you're right, there's this a lot that goes along with, you know, strengthening your talents and really focusing in on some of the things that you're really gifted at. And, you know, I'm sure there's got to be some incredible story as to how you got involved in the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, it's all serendipity, if anything else. And people might think it's a longer story, but it's really simple. My mentor, again, in publishing and speaking, is Charlie Tremendous Jones, who had an incredible quote. It says, "You are the same today as you'll be in 5 years, except for two things, the people you meet and the books you read. Who you hang out with, what you put in your head, determines who you are." And he was my father figure and mentor. And before he passed away, he created a foundation for his corporation that he built called Executive Books. And on the board of advisors and directors were an incredible who's who of the industry. I won't even say their names, but they're the most famous people that you can know in our industry. And for some reason, I got on this list. He entrusted me to be part of that. And when I was out at the board meeting, I met Don Green, who's the CEO of Napoleon Hill Foundation, and he and I built up a bond and decided to, you know, he tagged me to go on this journey. It is that simple. It's again, that's the power of relationships. You know, if I would have just called them up out of the blue, I'm sure the response would have been the same as everyone that does. The answer is no. However, just by having that endorsement and by having that association that could open those doors, miracles happen, and now we're carrying on the legacy that will impact the lives of millions.
Absolutely. I love that. And you're right. And you know how much I'm into the whole networking thing. That's what I've done, you know, for, okay, I'm not going to tell you, but over 20 years.
There you go.
But yeah, you know, there's a lot to that, and you've mentioned that it's those relationships and establishing those, the foundation to where it does open the doors and opportunities can present themselves. But let's move into the whole project that you did, and you know, I really want to discuss the whole the road to riches, and this is Napoleon Hill's 13 Keys to Success. And, you know, I had a chance to review the CD program, and I have to say I really like it. I really like how, you know, you're able to blend, you know, W. Clement Stone with Napoleon Hill along with today's thought leaders. I mean, that was just brilliant. And it felt like you were absolutely, like, all in the same, you know, mastermind session or group, and everybody was contributing, you know, their experience, their comments, and a lot of the success strategies that Napoleon Hill, you know, lays out, and how that applies to today's, you know, mentality and things that are happening. You know, I believe that a lot of things from Think and Grow Rich, because they happened so long ago, are actually replaying itself over and over and over again. But even more so in today's world with, you know, the state of our economy and, you know, things that are happening in our world, it kind of brings the past to the present in a different format, in a different fashion. And, you know, I know we don't have time to discuss all 13 keys of success, but I thought we could talk about just a few of them and really not in any particular order. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely. How long is our show?
The show usually broadcasts for just about an hour, if that's okay with your schedule. We will wrap up here at about 10 minutes or so before the hour, just so that we'll have some time to kind of talk a little bit more about what's going on in your future endeavors and things like that, and how we can support what you're working on.
But, yeah, I just want to see how long to spend on each, because we've got plenty of time to talk about the 13. We don't have to go into depth, but the 13th principle. Well, first of all, let me explain some of the people that we had join us on this program, just sort of the listeners tuning in, so you can see the power of this. Having W. Clement Stone and Napoleon Hill in their own words, their own voice isn't enough. Well, we also have Don Green, who is the CEO of Napoleon Hill Foundation. We have Bob Proctor, you know him from The Secret and Life Success. Sharon Lecter, co-author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad book series and Think and Grow Rich, 3 Feet from Gold. Mark Victor Hansen, creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul. The financial expert, Laurel Langmire. The legend, motivator, Les Brown. David Corbin, my personal mentor. We have Margiela Prandi, Networker of All. Nick Halleck, this guy's incredible, the Thrillionaire. We have self-made, success multimillionaire, Luann Mitchell. Ruben Gonzalez, the only four-time Olympian. J.B. Hill, Napoleon Hill's grandson. John St. Augustine, Oprah Winfrey's producer for her radio program. Kevin Harrington, you saw him on Shark Tank. Jim Stovall, the publisher and the creator of The Ultimate Gift, the film, as well as the book. John Assaroff. We have Brian Tracy. I mean, this is a who's who list of people that are
unbelievable.
I know, it really is. You know, it's so interesting. And the most successful people truly are the most accessible. You know, they want to open up their doors, their wisdom, and share as much as they can. And going down the principles from 13 down to number one, like a radio countdown, the 13th principle is something's very interesting. It's called the law of cosmic habit force. And what that basically means is, how many times have you been working on something and all of a sudden it just flows right through you? It's like you don't even think, and it just comes out. You know, artists and authors and writers, and we've all gone through this before, where some reason it just flows through the universe and comes out the other end. And it also goes down to the fact that if you plant an acorn, you're only going to get an oak tree. It's the law of cosmic habit force. What you reap is what you sow. And Napoleon Hill is just adamant to make sure that we're always, you know, sowing the and reaping the best benefits, because, you know, what goes in, what is always comes out. And it's just the true fact of life. I mean, that's all there is to it. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's something to be said about being in the zone, you know, where time just sort of flies by and you don't realize, you know, everything that's been going on. And then you look back and you're like, wow, that just came together so quickly. And being in the flow, you know, and there's a lot to that as well.
In flow, that's a great, great, great terminology. Number 12 is really powerful. It's accurate thinking. And what that goes down to is having the right information in the right order. And, for example, in June, I'm an adventure seeker, and I just climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. Went to Africa from California, right, to all the way to Africa to climb the roof of Africa. And I did it by simply reaching out to the top Sherpas, the top guides, top leaders that have done it hundreds and hundreds of times. And everywhere they put their boot print, I just put my boot print right in that same spot because I knew they'd make it to the top. I wasn't going to reinvent the wheel. So I got the accurate thinking. I got the right information in the right order, and then I simply followed that blueprint for success. What's your thoughts on that?
There's a lot to be said about that, and there's no reason to try to reinvent, try to figure it out, try to, you know, wing it, so to speak. If there's a proven format, if somebody has gotten from point A to point B in the fastest, easiest, most harmonious way, it makes a lot of sense to just, you know, go where they've been. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, it's so interesting. You know, there's a big difference between opinion and counsel. And opinions usually based on ignorance or lack of knowledge. Just they've never done it themselves. So if you go to someone and say, hey, I'm going to write a book, they say, right, hey, you can't do that. Why not? I don't know, you just can't. Well, that's their opinion because they never did it. But if you go to Mark Victor Hansen, who wrote Chicken Soup, and say, Mark, I'm going to write a book, well, he's going to give you counsel based on experience, wisdom, and knowledge. That's a definition of accurate thinking. It's seeking the information so you can make your right decisions. Number 11 is creative vision. And the example that Napoleon Hill used on that one is really interesting. He was talking about the Good Humor ice cream. And it says, you know, it took a genius literally to say, hey, here's some ice cream that everyone buys in a cup or a cone. And it says, well, I've got these, you know, tongue thermometers or depressors that you see at a doctor's office. And he goes, gee, if I put that stick inside the ice cream and then I dip it in chocolate, I'd have a chocolate ice cream on a stick and created Good Humor and became a multi-cotillionaire by simply having that creative vision. And, you know, usually everything we want in our lives is all around us. We just got to put it in that right order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a, you know, it doesn't matter how you look at it, but if you get that kind of vision and you take action on it, amazing things can be generated from it.
Yeah, it's just, it is. And it's so interesting. All these things are common sense principles. And as you go and read them, you go, yes, that makes sense. Because number 10, I mean, that's what we always talk about. I know you're a big advocate of this, is learning from adversity and defeat. Doesn't mean crying and whining about it. It's called learning from adversity and defeat. You know, people sit there and say it's been a challenging few years. Well, that's true. And guess what? You also just got a PhD in life and business. You now know what things are, you know, not to do and things to do right and protect yourself for the future. And the bottom line is it's the greatest opportunities we've ever had before us because now we're armed with more knowledge and wisdom than we ever had before. And the reality is if we got through this and we came out unscathed, the fear factor should go away knowing that, hey, this is as bad as it gets and I got through it. Well, heck, I'm going to start taking more risks. And you do that by learning from your adversity and defeat. What's your thoughts?
Well, you know, when I was listening to that part of the program, you know, it talked about how there were, you know, I can't remember the exact terms he used, but it was the seeds of, you know, where there is always the opportunity that comes from all the adversity, that there's always some gift somewhere inside that. And, you know, he mentioned the loss of his mother. And, you know, my mom just passed just a couple of months ago. And, you know, it's been very challenging and difficult for me to, you know, see those types of things that I've been experiencing. But in the same token, you know, I'm going to create the Farkle Foundation. Greg, you're going to love this. My mom loved to play the game Farkle. And there's something really magical about being able to, you know, play and rejoice with your family members. But I decided to go to retirement homes and nursing homes and bring the game, the Farkle game, to these places. I actually took my sister and I went on Christmas Eve during the day. And we brought some joy and some life back into some of these homes by playing this game in memory of my mom. But it was like, you know, there's something so positive that's going to come from that whole experience that I think a lot of people are going to really enjoy. So it's hard to find those little gifts in all the challenges and all the defeat. And, you know, what do you think about this, Greg? I mean, when somebody feels paralyzed, sometimes they stop themselves in going forward. They have that fear of failure so much, it just prevents them from going through. I mean, what would you tell somebody to do? What's their next, you know, move that they should continue to go for?
Follow the heart. You know, it's like anything else. I, you know, one of my biggest, I guess, not pet peeves, but the reality checks I've got these last few years is people that are listening to this show, people that are coherent enough to even ask that question, already know the answer. And the bottom line is if you were going to look in the mirror and give that counsel to somebody else, what would you say? And then just give it to yourself and follow through. I mean, we know what we need to do. We already know all the actions we need to take. And if we just simply followed those things and followed our heart and followed our gut, we'd have tremendous success in our life, and we could handle anything and get us through whatever situations come our way. You know, number nine is an interesting one I'm sitting here looking at, because so many people miss the simple concept of having personal initiative. Personal initiative, you know, getting off your backside and doing what you need to do. And one of the things I've realized about success is that the most powerfully successful people are those that do what they know they should do, just like talking in that mirror, even when they don't feel like doing it.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said about going forward and just doing it, even if it's some of the bad things that you have to go through and you have to overcome, or there's you know, there's no more excuses. You know, if we really want to progress, we want to move forward, you know, taking that initiative to just go for it and to move forward, you know, I think those are some real secrets of success.
Well, there you go. It's interesting. Number eight on the list is something that, you know, is a very powerful trait, and it's a simple word, enthusiasm. And what that means is just having that can-do, fired-up, enthusiastic attitude. And we all know that enthusiasm is contagious, and the more that we can be happy, you know, and vibracious and enthusiastic, people are attracted to you like a, you know, a moth to a flame. And so the impossible thing that, you know, people need to overcome is the simple concept of having a good, positive enthusiasm and enthusiastic attitude even when you don't want to. It's funny, my catchphrase and website is alwaysgood.com. And that comes from a simple thing because, you know, when I was going to a grocery store, people kept saying, you know, the same thing when the cashiers would ask how they're doing. She'd go, how are you? Fair, fine, double negative, not bad. So I came up with the double positive. A couple days later, I was going through the checkout, and she gets to me and says, how you doing? I said, always good. And she looks up and says, how can someone always be good? And I said, well, Abraham Lincoln had a greatest quote, people are as happy as they make up their minds to be. And that enthusiasm all of a sudden spread. And every time I go through that checker, she always says, hey, always good. And it's kind of funny how all of a sudden their attitude and their vibracious, you know, spirit changes by the simple act of having number eight, enthusiasm. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. I mean, enthusiasm to me is, it's so contagious. And people are just so drawn to you that, you know, who would you rather be sitting next to? Someone that's, you know, kind of reserved and doesn't really show much emotion. There's no feeling. It's like talking to a wall. Or someone that's vibrant and full of life and, you know, has a warm personality and is genuinely concerned about the other person's well-being, or their, you know, their spirit is so full of life that they literally shine. And I think there's just some real power in that enthusiasm. In fact, you know, some people have actually said to me, Darlene, you were a cheerleader before, weren't you? And I said, well, absolutely. Only one time I did it, just for fun. I was just trying out, didn't really think that I would get chosen, and I did. And I just had to say I did it one time. But there's something really strong and powerful about having that enthusiasm with you on a regular basis. even when you're by yourself, I think.
Wow. There you go. I mean, yeah, you definitely get it. Number seven is something that W. Clement Stone was really emphatic about. And him and Napoleon Hill argued about which was the most powerful of these principles. And Stone swore that number seven was the most powerful one, but Napoleon Hill went back and forth on it. But they wrote a book titled just this, Positive Mental Attitude, or what we know today as PMA. Having that positive mental attitude is what will get us through some of our most truly challenging times in life.
Okay, so you're going to laugh about this. You know, when I heard you referring to it as PMA, right? Well, you know, women always associate PMS. And I'm thinking, when those times that women are experiencing that whole PMS, maybe they need to just take a quick mental note and turn it into PMA.
There you go. And then, yeah, you definitely have a different look on that. PMA.
Oh, yeah. I love PMA. It. And, having that positive attitude in every situation has really helped me in so many ways. And, in fact, I've got some friends of mine that have always said, no matter what is going on, that glass is always half full. There's always that turning point where we can switch it on at any given moment, even when things are just rotten and terrible, there's always a way to turn it around and say, hey, you know what? But this is the good stuff that's coming from that. Or how about looking at it from this point of view? And it opens the doors. It just makes things lighter, and it's not so heavy. It's not, straining us. It's not wearing us down. I can't remember who it was that shared this. Possibly it was Mark Victor Hansen that talked about, the actual thoughts, how it makes you feel physically, or maybe it was Bob Proctor. I can't remember. I listen to all of you guys, and I, I read everything and, participate in every workshop, seminar, you name it, because I'm a constant learner. So, but having that positive mental attitude, it actually affects your physical well-being.
Yeah, it does. And, absolutely. Again, everyone listening into this, you're tuning in to be part of this series and to listen to this show because you understand the power of positive mental attitude. And you also understand the power of number six, self-discipline. It goes down that same concept of personal initiative, but self-discipline is making yourself get up and take that shower and brush your teeth and pay your bills. It's doing all those hard things, even when you don't want to. And it's imperative that we start getting self-discipline in our life. And if you don't, what's going to happen is we're going to fall short. And then, you might ask yourself, well, how do you get that if you don't innately have it? Well, you hire a coach. The same way as if you went to a gym and you'd hire a personal trainer. Look, the bottom line, if I went there to a gym and I didn't have the self-discipline to make sure I did my full workout, by hiring myself a coach and one of these trainers, I guarantee they're going to push me and make me do what I know I need to do. And it's okay to put ourselves in that situation and surround ourselves with people that will tell us what we need to hear, not always just what we want to hear.
I like that. Having self-discipline is important, but I like what you just said. If you don't have the self-discipline, then you can find someone that can give you that discipline. You've probably seen some of the shows on Biggest Loser, and you see some of these folks that have sort of thrown in the towel in their lifestyle and thinking that, I can't lose the weight, I'll never be fit, I won't get in shape. And then somehow they find themselves thrown into the show, and they're public, and the world, knows that they've been struggling with this whole thing. But, having those personal trainers there to drive them into new disciplines, new habits, and creating those, new patterns in their life. I love that. I mean, seriously, there's something to be said. If you can't provide yourself with that discipline, there are people in this world that can help you with that. And that's what Greg's talking about. If you're tuning into the show, now and you know, we're actually interviewing Greg Reed. Actually, we're having more of a discussion here, which has been great because I love the, you know, the commenting and being able to contribute and just have a great discussion. But if you're just listening to our show and tuning in, he has actually just released the Napoleon Hill's The Road to Riches, 13 Keys to Success. And his website is alwaysgood.com, where you can learn all about him and all of his great accomplishments and the things that he's presenting. I'm assuming that people can go pick up this program, well, on Amazon. It's available there. Am I correct?
Correct. And it should be at Barnes & Noble. If it's not now, it will be shortly at all the different bookstores. You know, it's really interesting. You're the only person that I know who actually physically has a copy because it just came out and our printers and manufacturers sent them directly to you, and I don't even have one of them yet. How does it look?
They look fabulous. I'm like, I keep seeing it, and I'm looking at it, and I'm listening, and I'm, you know, I haven't had a chance to actually view the video piece of it yet. I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, there is some real magic that you've created in this program. There's that, like I said, there's this time continuum, you know, where you've brought the past to the present and how that impacts and how that has a certain feel to what's going on in today's world, but how the past is actually kind of tying it in today. I love the way you did that. I think that was brilliant.
Well, thank you very much. And then, you know, moving forward, we've gone through, you know, the first seven steps here is like the number 13 was the law of cosmic habit force. You know, you reap what you sow. Number 12 was accurate thinking, having the right information in the right order. Number 11 was creative vision. We use the example of the ice cream on a stick. Number 10 was learning from adversity and defeat, with the operative word learning, not complaining, griping, and moaning, but it's learning from what we've gone through. Number 9 is personal initiative. Number 8 was powerful, it's an enthusiasm. Number 7 was having PMA, positive mental attitude, which you refer to PMS. And number 6 was self-discipline, which leads us to number 5, which I believe if you followed those, you would end up having this. Two words, a pleasing personality. Meaning the more that we have a pleasing personality, the more that we're likable, the more that we're friendly, and the more that we're, our demeanor is pleasing, the more that people want to do business and associate with us. Like it's been said, you know, people want to do business with folks that they like, know, respect, and appreciate. And having a pleasing personality can truly just open up doors that most people can never get through.
There's a lot to be said about that pleasing personality because I've had some people that, you know, when I was in corporate America, I'm celebrating 8 years being self-employed now, which is a big accomplishment just for myself to say that, you know, I've managed to survive that long. But back when I was in corporate America and had, you know, employees that I managed, there's so many different types of personalities. And those that really shine and that stand above the rest have a lot of these pleasing personality traits. And I really liked how, you know, Napoleon Hill sort of listed the things not to do and the things that you should avoid in how you approach others or the things that you should or shouldn't say. I think there was even one that mentioned, I think he even said something about to not, possibly it was to not correct others or use, oh, that's what it was, not to use bigger words to make yourself look smarter than the person that you're talking to. And I thought that was hysterical because there are some people that, you know, you've met them before. You shake their hand and next thing you know, they're talking over your head. And, you know, to me, my big thing is, you know, I want to mirror the person I'm with, you know, and so that I can relate to them. Otherwise, where's the relationship going to go?
Well, it's so funny. Booker T. Washington said that quote, and it's just so powerful. And so, yeah, absolutely. It's just using normal common sense things. It's so funny. It's like when we're doing that success equation, and you said, look how easy that is. Well, you know, I'm not that smart. I'm just a regular guy. But after you go around and interview enough people, you see common denominators and trends, and it's kind of interesting. Everyone that followed this simple little thing seemed to be successful. And then it's just up to us to spin it and tell it into our own words. You know, nothing we're sharing here right now you haven't heard before, or anyone listening in, this is age-old wisdom that you already know. It's just when you put it in order sometimes, it makes it easier to follow, and maybe it's a little kick in the pants to get off our tail and go do and apply some of these things. And speaking of applying, number four is a very powerful trait of success. It's applied faith. Now, I want to say it again, applied faith. You know, it's the old saying that, you know, everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. You know, it's an old leap in the net will appear. It's living, knowing, breathing, believing in your heart of hearts, and having faith and holding on to whatever that is, faith in yourself, faith in a higher power, faith in your skills, faith in whatever it is, but having faith and applying that to move you forward is the thing that can separate you from success and your other future setbacks. I mean, it's that powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. It's and you're right. A lot of these things, these are, you know, taught to us in a variety of different ways. And, you know, my family values and things that we grew up with, you know, included a lot of these. And yet there was still the, you know, some adversity along the way, because some of them weren't on the same page, or maybe there were bits and pieces of these 13 different, you know, success strategies, things that we should live by. You know, if we can include these in every area and every aspect of our life, that there's some magic that can happen with this. And just by applying the faith and that belief in what you're looking forward to or you want to accomplish, just makes things fall into place.
Nice. Well, there you go. And number three is a simple, you know, it's so interesting because I had a big debate about this yesterday because somebody didn't agree with this principle, and I went over and over and over. And, you know, again, there is no right or wrong. It's just a belief principle or a thought process that, you know, certain people agree that if you apply, you'll have more success than another one. And this one was going the extra mile. And Napoleon Hill says, those who are willing to do more than they get paid for will eventually get paid for more than they do. And I just am a firm believer of that. And people always ask, why do you work for free? Why do you do these shows? Why do you do all this stuff? Because I truly believe in that. You go the extra mile. You give more than you're requested. And eventually you'll be more than you did. And more importantly, it's just the right thing to do, even if you weren't paid for it. It's just a matter of going the extra mile, giving a little bit more. That's where the baker's dozen came in. Instead of 12 muffins, you get 13. What do you think of that?
Oh, you know, there's something so appealing to those people that are so generous. And, you know, I've lived my life that way, that if somebody gives to me, I have to give to them at equal level and then more and add a little extra. Just a little something special on top of that, kind of like, you know, the cherry on the top. And in fact, this morning, Greg, I'm actually writing about an event that is coming up here in St. Louis that I'm organizing. And I put on there, it's so funny that this whole thing is coming into full circle here for me, but, you know, I put on there, you know, come and attend the event and ask for one thing that you need next to take you to the next level. And I said, and then be prepared to give two things back in return. Give back two resources, two referrals, two recommendations, two of something, and double that experience. And it's like, you know what? When you come from a place of abundance, there's so much extra out there that you can give back. It could just be something as simple as, you know, an extra comment or a compliment to someone. It could be, you know, a little extra time that you give to someone. It could be that day that you decide to just send out a thank you card to someone, you know, just because you were thinking of them. It's just whatever it is, by going that extra mile, by adding a special touch, it only enhances your life, and it will help you grow in a variety of ways, even in your, you know, not just in your personal life, in your professional life as well. So I love that. Going the extra mile has been my philosophy all along.
Well, there you go. And number two is something that you mentioned at the top of the show, and most people do because it's become a coined phrase that we use in everyday existence, but the person who actually created the word and brought it to mainstream was Napoleon Hill, and that is the word mastermind. It's the accumulation of bringing many great like minds together towards one common goal and principle, and Napoleon Hill was a master of that, and he was gifted at surrounding himself with people that were helping him get the results he desired. So number two of the master keys is mastermind.
Mastermind groups have, you know, I started participating in those probably about 6 years ago, and I wasn't aware of the fact that, and this was probably before I started really learning more about Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich, and it made so much sense because to me, you can only think so far on your own, and then, you know, adding the input and the ideas and suggestions from others, and then out of the blue something else comes. You know, it's that higher, you know, thought or that additional inspiration that wasn't there before, and that's the magic of it. I'm going, you know, sometimes you're going, wow, none of us ever thought of that before, but here it is, it's on the table now. Well, now what do we do with it? And that mastermind, that additional source that comes from, you know, the blending of all these powerful minds together, I think it's just nothing short of a miracle sometimes.
Well, there.
Greg, are you there?
Well, I was saying the final key, Napoleon Hill referred to as the master key. The other ones were like little skeleton keys, but the master key of all was when you followed number one principle, that's where true success comes from, and I already alluded to that with the success equation. And what happens when you follow a success equation, you get to something called definiteness of purpose. It's once you know why you're doing something, and once you know the exact blueprint and end destination of where you're going, all things are possible. All doors will start opening, and you'll find a solution to get through anything and everything to make that dream come true.
And so that definite of purpose, you know, having that unconditional faith and that belief and that driven purpose for you to every day be thinking of that higher purpose and just kind of going forward. You know, is this something that definiteness of purpose, is that something that it takes us a long time to realize? Is that something that we seek all of our life, and then once we finally get it, that we should, you know, continue to move forward and add to it? I mean, what are your thoughts on that whole part of, you know, that definite purpose? I think a lot of people walk around going, what is my purpose in life?
Well, that's why we created the success equation, to help people find that. It's like, what is, well, let's go ahead, and people say, I don't know what my purpose is. Well, when you do the success equation, we're hoping that people will find what that is, because you sit there and say, hey, what is my passion? What would I do if I could do it for free? One guy came to me, and he was amazing because he was this money manager, but he was miserable. But he goes, man, if I could do anything and do it for free, I'd travel. And he goes, my talent, though, is I'm a really good manager. I'm awesome at it. And so he took action with the right association, calls me a couple months after our meeting, goes, you're not going to believe this, but I just became the first ever secret shopper for the Four Seasons Resorts. He goes, my job
wow.
is to literally go around the world, stay at these resorts. I eat lobster, caviar, get room service, massage, go golf, and then I critique with my managerial skills what I found along the journey. And the best part is I have to go back every 6 months to make sure it wasn't just a fluke. He goes, so now his job is to actually live his dream, because he combined his passion with his talent, took action with the right association, and had the faith that he could accomplish what he was looking for.
Wow, that's fantastic. you know, Greg, this has been an incredible, time together here, and I'm so grateful that you are able to join us and share, you know, more about what, your recent project and, you know, the Napoleon Hill, The Road to Riches, 13 Keys to Success. I hope our audience that's listening right now, and if you're listening to the rebroadcast of the show, that you go and you visit, you know, alwaysgood.com, learn about Greg, what he's working on, but also get this program. This is going to, this is something that I believe you could listen to on a regular basis and get something new from it and add and enhance your life in a variety of ways that, you know, perhaps, you know, some of these things sound so simple when, you know, just you do one thing. But if you combined all of them together and, you know, as Greg was mentioning, in this kind of formatted step-by-step way and listening to what Napoleon Hill is referring to and the simple steps going forward, I think that we're going to see some really amazing things develop from this, and a lot of accomplishments will grow from this program. So I'm really grateful that you took time out of your day to be with us and to be on the Accomplish Radio Morning Show. And, you know, I have a simple question for you. It's not going to be simple. This might be kind of fun. If you could go back in time to when you were like 10 years old, what would you tell yourself? What advice would you give to yourself, knowing what you know now? What would you give to yourself back then?
It would be to work on my relationships even deeper. You know, one of the challenges is that, you know, I've gone through a lot of family situations where there's a lot of divorce, a lot of change, and a lot of all different things in my circle. And lately, I've really fell in love with my fiance. We're getting ready to get married, and I'm really working hard on our relationship in a positive way. And I mean working hard because I'm working on self-improvement. And we're reading together, and we're going to, you know, we're expanding our horizons and communication skills, and it's the greatest experience I ever had. So if I could turn back anything, I would have worked on that earlier so that I could have had even longer, greater relationships along the journey.
I like that. You know, next month's themes for our show are all on relationships on the Accomplished Radio Morning Show, because I believe that's a key part to succeeding in life is the relationships that you keep. And that's great. I really like that. But, you know, is there a certain, besides this particular project, you want to share perhaps what some of the other goals that you're working on for 2011?
Well, absolutely. And I appreciate you asking. In closing, is that we are, my fiance Alan and I started our own publishing company called Sherpa Press. Just when we climbed Mount Kilimanjaro and realized the power of having a Sherpa guide us up the mountain, we decided to start a publishing company that we can help new aspiring authors get their name out in a big way in the most economical way possible to have that instant credibility. So right now we're looking for new aspiring authors to share even a story or just write their whole book, that we can help them do it in a way where they can capitalize on our success and our relationships so that they can cut their learning curve in half. They can jump right to the front of the line. So that's what we're working on right now.
That's fabulous. Do you want to share where people can learn more about yourself at alwaysgood.com? Is that the best place to send people?
Yes, absolutely. Go to alwaysgood.com. Check it out. There's a free stuff page where you can click on, listen to some audios, watch some videos. It's all just yes. And that's what it's about, going that extra mile, sharing. It's not just words. It's a lifestyle, and it's what we like to actually live our life by. So please visit alwaysgood.com. And I hate to say it, but I think I got to get God because I've got my next meeting, so I appreciate you having me on. I truly appreciate you letting me share these words of wisdom from the late, great Napoleon Hill and W. Clement Stone, along with today's top leaders. And if there's anything I can do to be of service in the future, please call on me.
Oh, thank you so much, Greg, for being on our show today. It was absolutely a pleasure again, and I will definitely be connecting with you and look forward to seeing some of the new projects you've got coming out. So thanks again for being with us.
Absolutely. Keep smiling, everybody.
All right. Take care. So for those of you that are listening to our show, you've been listening to Greg Reed. He is the millionaire mentor and has had amazing success with, you know, being around some incredible people. And he's just released the Napoleon Hill, The Road to Riches, 13 Keys to Success. It is available at Amazon.com. And I hope that you'll visit his website, alwaysgood.com, and get a chance to know more about this man that just seems to be out there accomplishing everything that we all hope to aspire to. And if you enjoyed our show today, I hope that you'll click on the Follow Us button that's located on your screen. If you go to accomplishradio.com, you can see it on there, and it will send you out little reminders about our show and let you know about some of our upcoming guests. Majority of our interviews for the month of January are on productivity, time management, and goal setting and organizational tips. And as I mentioned earlier, in February we'll be broadcasting all of our shows on relationships, and that'd be business and personal. And mark your calendar for each weekday morning at 10 a.m. Central and start your day with us and listen to some of these incredible people that have gone out of their way to share their words of wisdom and all their advice. And if you'd like to be considered a guest on our show, you can simply submit a radio show request. It's located on our website, again, at accomplishmagazine.com. If you're an author, go ahead and send me your book. I'd be happy to review it on the show. Of course, autographed copies will get special consideration. And really excited about some of the changes and the things that will be coming out. And, of course, we're here to support you with all your accomplishments. We want to make sure that you have the source of whatever motivation and inspiration you need. Again, this is Darlene Willman. I am your host for today's show, wishing you a lifetime of accomplishments. Thanks for joining us.